It is my honor to declare open the 29th session of the Human Rights Council.
Germany's Joachim Rucker calls to order the Human Rights Council in Geneva. It's the UN body that monitors violations around the world. In his customary opening speech, UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayed Raad al-Hussein painted a bleak scene of suffering.
Too many of us live among brutal conflicts driven by greed, ambition and contempt for human life. The result is suffering on a colossal scale.
From Sudan to Syria and from Yemen to Myanmar, not to mention many places in between, the UN human rights chief said that for millions of people, political turbulence, repression, violence and war are the norm. 70 years after the UN was set up, Zayed said that the world was a better place on many counts, stronger women and children's rights, improved health and greater food security. But in too many cases, there are unmistakable signs of states making a headlong retreat from their responsibilities, the High Commissioner warned. All too often, Zayed said he was told not to name and shame member states that were behind such abuses. That needs to change.
Somehow, the naming is or has become the very shame itself. This is a disfigurement of the truth, which we must now reset.
The UN rights chief rounded on states that flout decisions by the International Criminal Court in an apparent reference to a summons issued for Sudan President Omar al-Bashir. The High Commissioner also made a direct appeal to member states present at the Human Rights Council and with influence on Syria to do something to end the conflict. Now into its fifth year, the conflict has claimed at least 220,000 lives. Zayed welcomed a call by the Russian Federation for accountability regarding allegations that barrel bombs filled with chlorine gas had been used, before quoting a 15-year-old's account of life in Aleppo.
We are living in a horror movie. Attacks, torture, assassinations, kidnappings, sieges, refugees, explosions, missiles, snipers, people die in the rubble, and nobody saves them.
Turning his sights to Myanmar, the High Commissioner said it was time to look more closely at the persecution of the Rohingya minority. He also condemned pre-election violence in Burundi, the recruitment of child soldiers in Sudan, and attacks by ISIS extremists in Iraq, along with a shameful lack of funding which threatened aid to 8 million people. Ahead of a special debate on migrant suffering, the High Commissioner said political turbulence, repression, violence and war had led to multiple crises as people attempted to reach Europe, Southeast Asia and Australia. On Yemen, Zayed voiced concern at indiscriminate and disproportionate attacks on densely populated areas. Well over 20 million people are in need of assistance, the High Commissioner said, before calling for import blockades on food, medicine and fuel to be lifted immediately. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.